由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We welcome you to this second in a series of messages entitled Know Your Bible.
欢迎你收听今日的天路导向，我们是讲到认识圣经系列的第二讲。
And today I want to begin by telling you that while education has accelerated in the past 100 years,
今日我首先想同大家分享的是，虽然近百年来人类的教育程度不断地提高，
Knowledge of the Word of God has dwindled down.
但是人对上帝话语的认识却越来越贫乏。
Our Bible knowledge today is far less than our parents' and grandparents' generation.
我们这一代人对圣经的认识远远比不上我们的上一辈。
There is one reason for this.
出现这样的现象其实是有原因的。
Historians tell us that we live in what they call post-modern culture.
历史学家告诉我们，我们是生活在一个称为后现代文化的时代。
Have you heard the term post-modern culture?
不知道你有没有听过后现代文化这几个字呢？
Many of you probably are studying it in history.
可能你在学历史的时候曾经听过这个字句。
Let me explain to you why it is served to isolate us from the Word of God.
让我为你解释为什么后现代文化让我们会远离上帝的话语。
The Bible said in 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 32,
圣经在历代志上第十二章第三十二节这样说，
that the men of Issachar were men of wisdom.
他说以撒加支派的族长都是一些有智慧的人。
And the reason they were men of wisdom is because they understood the times.
他们满有智慧是因为他们识时务，理解他们所处的时代。
The problem with many of us is that we do not try to understand the times.
但是在今日我们的问题就是在于我们不愿意去认识我们自己的时代。
Whether you are 19 years old or 90 years old,
无论你是19岁定是90岁，
You need to understand the times in which we live.
你都要认识你所处的时代究竟是怎样的。
Because understanding the times will help us understand what's going on around us.
因为明白了我们所处的时代是怎样，我们就能够明白周围所发生的一切事的原因。
Historians have divided the history of Christendom into three periods.
历史学家汤恩比和他的其他学者将基督教文明的历史分为了三个阶段。
What they call the pre-modern, the modern, and the post-modern.
他们将这个三个阶段称为前现代、现代和后现代。
The pre-modern times began with the collapse of the Roman Empire in the beginning of the 4th century.
前现代的时期就是从第四世纪初西罗马帝国崩溃的年代开始计起。
In the beginning of the 4th century, people interpreted reality in terms of their knowledge of the Word of God.
在四世纪初的时候，人根据他们对圣经的理解来解释现实世界的一切。
Their worldview was dominated by the knowledge of the Word of God.
因此，他们的世界观完全建基在圣经的教导上面。
But gradually, people got away from the Word of God.
但是，渐渐地，人开始远离上帝的话语。
After that came the modern period in the beginning of the 14th century.
去到十四世纪初叶，历史开始进入现代的时期。
During the modern period, there were two competing ideas.
在现代时期当中，出现了两个大的互相对抗的思想派别。
There was the Reformation and there was the Renaissance.
一个是宗教改革运动，一个就是文艺复兴运动。
The Reformation placed God supreme and therefore man had the power to glorify God in every human endeavor.
宗教改革将上帝放在首位，所以他们主张人应该尽一切的努力来荣耀上帝。
The Renaissance, on the other hand, gradually placed man at the center of the stage.
但是文艺复兴另一方面，却将人是摆到历史舞台的中心位置。
The cry of the time was, I think, therefore I am.
当时的口号就是笛卡尔的话句，就是说我思故我在。
One historian put it right when he said the following.
有一位历史学家讲得非常好的，他是这样说。
That was the beginning of when God was dethroned and man was enthroned.
从此人代替上帝坐上了至高的宝座。
The modern era is when humanism and the physical and the natural world grew larger in society.
在现代时期里面，人民主义、物理和自然科学都有大幅度的发展。
While God and the supernatural were marginalized.
但是上帝和一切超自然的事都被搁置在一边。
But by the end of the 19th century,
但是到了19世纪末
and the beginning of the 20th century,
20世纪初的时候
came the third period in modern history.
近代历史的第三个阶段开始了。
This is the time we call postmodern.
一个就是我们称为后现代的时期。
The postmodern period ushered in the attitude that man can do anything if he puts his mind to it.
后现代的思想让我们觉得，只要是人类想做的事，就没有做不成的。
Here's what I really want to tell you.
但是我今日真正想话俾你听嘅就系
，The postmodern thinking has now filled the atmosphere。
依家天下已经充满咗后现代嘅思潮。
It's all over the world, not just in the West。
唔单止喺西方世界，佢更加充满咗渗透咗世界各地。
What is this postmodern thinking？
咁究竟后现代思想系乜嘢嚟呢？
Here it is.
佢就係咁講嘅。
They say that the pursuit of truth is meaningless.
後現代思想嘅支持者認為追求真理嘅本身係冇意義嘅。
The idea of morality, it is an obsolete.
對道德嘅倫理要求呢，已經係陳腔濫調啦。
The concept of authority is outmoded.
權柄这个概念已经是陈旧过时了。
Truth is relative.
后现代思想的支持者更加认为真理是相对的。
Everywhere you go, postmodern thinking is permeating the world.
无论你去到哪里都会发现后现代的思想已经渗透了世界的每个角落。
We are exposed to postmodern thinking 16 hours a day.
我们每日有16个钟头都是要同后现代思想打交道。
How can you recognize this false way of thinking?
但是这样我们怎样能够辨别到这一些错谬的思想是哪些呢？
Let me give you some practical ways to recognize this in your life.
让我同你分享几个生活当中实际的例子。
The first symptom of postmodern thinking is that every opinion is equally right.
首先，后现代主义的支持者认为世界上所有的观点都同样这样正确。
Another symptom is that those who assume authority have no right to do so.
他们都认为世界上不可能有一个绝对的权威。
The absolutes of God are open to interpretation.
在后现代主义的支持者的眼中，连上帝的绝对性都可以随意地加以解释。
They say the Bible is an archaic book.
他们更加认为圣经是一本过时、古老的书。
The second way postmodern thinking has invaded our minds is this.
第二个我们看到后现代思潮泛滥的现象就是
Outward appearance is far more important than inward commitment.
这个现象就是他们认为一个人的表面比他内在的品格更加重要。
Postmodern thinking says that you create the impression that you want to create.
后现代思想认为你可以随心所欲地塑造自己的形象。
And the third symptom is this.
而第三种现象就是
In the postmodern world, words have no inherent meaning.
在后现代的世界当中，文字本身是并无固定的意义的。
A word can mean one thing to me and mean something else totally different to someone else.
同一个字对你对我的意思可以完全不同，而不同的人亦都可以对他有不同的解释。
Everyone wants to interpret life in their own way.
每个人都想按自己的喜好来诠释自己生命的意义。
The fourth symptom is the contrast between the intellect and feeling.
第四种现象就是在理性和感性的对立面越来越大。
In modernism, 500 to 1500s, logic, reason, intellect were valued.
在现代时期里面，就是公元500年到1500年左右的时候，人崇尚逻辑推理和理性思维。
So Christians were able to appeal to the mind, to the logic, and to the reason of the supernatural.
因此基督徒可以从知识、逻辑、理性的层面去解释超自然的事。
But now in postmodern culture,
但是在今日的后现代文化当中，
Feelings, emotions, individual values dominate our environment.
感觉、情绪和自我的观念影响着我们整个社会。
In modernism, which is 500 to 1500,
在现代时期就是公元500年到1500年当中，
When people disagreed, they considered the other person's view to be an error.
当人的意见有了分歧的时候，他们总会认为有一个人是错的。
In postmodern culture, when people disagree, they assume that all views are correct.
但是在后现代的文化当中，无论人和人的意见有多少的差别，他们仍然认为对方是对的。
In modernism, knowledge was vitally important.
从前在现代时期的时候，人最注重、最重要的就是知识。
In postmodernism, one's opinion is of uttermost importance.
但是去到后现代时期的时候，个人的意见才是至高无上的。
My listening friend, please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你留心听我下面要讲的嘢。
All of this thinking has kept people from believing and obeying the Word of God.
以上这些所有的想法都导致我们远离了上帝的话语，甚至违背了上帝的话语。
They have given up understanding the power that is in the Word of God.
他们根本不愿意去明白上帝的话语本身就带有能力。
They have given up the treasure of the Word of God.
他们情愿放弃神话语里面的宝藏。
My listening friend, I'm sure you agree with me when I tell you that if you spend more time watching television than reading the Word of God,
亲爱的听众朋友，我相信你会同意我讲的一句话，如果你看电视的时间比读圣经的时间要多的话，
Sooner or later, you will believe the fantasy on the screen more than the Word of God.
迟早，你会相信荧幕上面的幻象世界多于相信上帝的话语。
Today, Satan is succeeding in neutralizing the power of the Word of God by getting people addicted to television.
其实在今日，撒旦一直都想藉着电视上面的花花世界来引诱信徒漠视上帝的话语，而在这方面，撒旦成功了。
Just as he succeeded in the Garden of Eden in neutralizing the power of the Word of God to Adam and Eve,
撒旦的成功就好像当年他在伊甸园那样，成功引诱了亚当和夏娃，使到他们两个同时这样去淡化了神话语的能力。
Back then he brought doubt about what God said.
当年他究竟怎样让人去怀疑上帝的话语呢？
He said to them, did God really say that?
那条蛇就这样说，究竟上帝是不是真的这样说呢？
And today he is bringing doubt to what God said.
今日撒旦同样要让人对上帝的话语产生质疑。
Back then he convinced Adam and Eve that what God said was not relevant to them.
当年撒旦说服了亚当和夏娃，让他们两个认为上帝的话语不见得跟他们两个有关。
That what God said was inadequate for them and their needs.
让他们两个认为上帝的话不能够满足他们两个的需要。
That what God said was not really for their happiness.
让他们两个认为上帝的话不能够带给他们快乐。
And hear what he tells us thousands of years later.
但是在几千年之后的今日，撒旦仍然使用同样的花招。
He comes to us and says, do you want to be happy?
他整天跟我们 说你希望自己快乐吗？
Don't read the Bible.
你想快乐就不要读圣经了。
You cannot be happy and believe this.
信我吧，你不会快乐的。
My friend, if the main focus of your life is happiness,
亲爱的朋友，如果你人生的目标就是要追寻快乐，
the only happiness that you are going to bring about is the happiness of Satan.
这样你所追求到的快乐只会是撒旦所希望你追到的快乐。
But if your focus is holiness,
但是如果你人生的目标是为了追求圣洁的话，
Then God is going to give you happiness as a bonus.
这样上帝就会将喜乐和圣洁一起赏赐给你。
Satan's deception has not changed in thousands of years.
在这么多年来，撒旦欺骗人的伎俩和最初根本没有分别。
It is happening today before your own eyes.
这个情形又在今日再一次这样在你眼前发生。
From the time of Adam and Eve to our time, Satan's deception is exactly the same.
从亚当夏娃的年代开始，直到今日，撒旦的骗术都是一成不变的。
And there is something of uttermost importance that I want to tell you.
另外，我有一些非常重要的事情想同你分享。
Do you know how often Satan kept on pestering Adam and Eve?
你知唔知撒旦系点样纠缠亚当同埋夏娃嘅呢
？How often he kept trying to confuse and distract them？
你知唔知佢有几频密咁样去费尽心机迷惑亚当夏娃，去分散佢哋两个嘅注意力呢
？The Bible is very clear that it was continuous bombardment。
圣经清楚咁样记载话，撒旦接二连三咁样向亚当同夏娃进攻。
Just like we have today.
就好似今日进攻我哋一样。
Everywhere you go, it is continuous bombardment.
无论我哋喺边度，我哋随时随地都会受到撒旦嘅诱惑。
Satan asks us, why do you read the Bible?
撒旦经常试探我哋话，点解你要读圣经呢？
Why would you read the Bible when it tells you that sin is lawlessness?
为什么你要读圣经呢？因为圣经说 罪是无法无天的。
That sin is an affront to a holy, righteous, sinless, pure God.
犯罪就是得罪那位圣洁、公义、完全的上帝。那为什么你还要读圣经呢？
Why would you believe that?
为什么你还要信圣经呢？
Why would anyone believe and obey the Bible when it says that immorality is rebellion against God and hell is its reward?
为什么还有人会相信和跟从圣经的话呢？圣经竟然会说犯罪就是悖逆神，其结局就是死亡。为什么还有人相信呢？
Why would anyone read, believe and obey the Bible when it says that God's word is the final authority?
为什么还有人会读、去相信、去跟从圣经呢？圣经竟然说上帝的话语是具有至高无上的权威。
When it is easy to accept the postmodern culture deception that says you are the final arbitrator.
但是在后现代文化主张当中，人是拥有绝对的主权去判断一切，这件事不是比圣经的话语更加顺意吗？
Why would anyone read the Bible when it tells us what is right and what is wrong when postmodern culture says do what feels right?
如果后现代的文化告诉我们，我们只要跟着感觉去行，但是圣经总在这里说，指出有是非、有正邪的分别，为什么我们还要读圣经呢？
My listening friend,
我们亲爱的听众朋友，
The Bible answers postmodern culture's deception.
圣经一眼就看穿了后现代文化欺骗人的谎言。
The Bible has the answer, and here it is.
圣经清清楚楚地告诉我们听。
Proverbs 14:12.
箴言十四章十二节的话语。
There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death.
有一条路，人是以为是正路，但是至终却成为了死亡之路。
It leads to death.
它是引向死亡的一条道路。
If you want life, read the Word of God daily.
如果你想得到生命的话，你必须每日去读上帝的话语。
Believe it and obey it.
去相信、听从上帝的话语。
But if you want death, keep on ignoring it.
如果你愿意走向死亡，你尽管将上帝的话语抌在一边啊。
If you want life, feed upon its riches every single day.
如果你想得到生命，你就必须每日吸收属灵的养分。
But if you want death, then be indifferent to it.
但是如果你选择死亡的话，那你就不用理会上帝的话了。
If you want to choose life, drink deeply from the Bible and let it satisfy you on a daily basis.
如果你要选择生命的话，就应该每日从圣经里面去吸取活水，去满足你心灵的饥渴。
But if you choose the wilderness of death, then stay in the desert of postmodernism.
但是如果你要执意选择死亡的话，你可以继续留在让你干渴至死的后现代主义里面。
If you want life, then allow the word of God to change your behavior.
如果你要得到生命的话，你就要去容许上帝的话改变你的生活方式。
Because the word of God has the power of God in it.
因为上帝的话语本身就带着上帝的大能。
But if you want death, follow Satan's deception of doubting the word of God.
但是如果你要选择死亡的话，请你就让自己落在撒旦的骗局里面，你自己可以继续这样去怀疑上帝的话语。
If you want life, treasure the word of God as your daily possession.
如果你要得到生命的话，你就应该好好这样去珍惜上帝的话语。
But if you choose death, devalue it and squander it.
但是如果你厌弃上帝的话语并且丢弃他，你必定会死亡。
If you want life, let the word of God strengthen you to stand up against the current of culture.
如果你要生命的话，你就应该让上帝的话语去坚固你，使你能够抵挡世俗的潮流。
But if you choose death, then go with the flow and with all the dead fish in the sea.
如果你选择死亡的话，你可以尽管跟随海里面所有的死鱼，随波逐流。
And so, my listening friends, I want to tell you from the very beginning, God gave us a choice.
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，上帝一开始就给予我们有选择的自由。
In the garden, he gave our first parents a choice.
在伊甸园当中，上帝已经给我们的祖先亚当和夏娃有一个自由选择的意志。
And they chose death.
但是亚当夏娃却选择了死亡。
And through their sin, we all inherited their sin genes.
而因为亚当和夏娃犯罪，罪性亦都就一代一代咁样传咗去我哋嗰度。
And that is why without Jesus Christ, we can never be delivered from that with which we are born.
所以如果唔系藉住耶稣基督嘅拯救，我哋绝对唔可以脱离罪性嘅辖制。
In the wilderness, through Moses, God gave his people a choice.
当年喺旷野当中，上帝藉着摩西给以色列人有一个选择的机会。
He said to them, choose between life and death.
上帝跟以色列人说，你可以选择生或者死。
And many of them chose death.
可惜大多数人都是选择了死亡。
And they were buried in the wilderness and never made it to the land.
因此除了约书亚和加勒之外，所有曾经出埃及的以色列人都倒闭在旷野当中，而不能够进入上帝所应许的迦南美地。
Joshua said to them,
约书亚曾经对他们说，
Choose this day to read, believe, and practice the word of God.
今日你们就要选择谨守遵行上帝的话语。
Or choose guilt and pain and confusion in your life.
或者是选择生命当中的罪疚、痛苦或者混乱。
And receive eternal torment.
并接受速速的灭亡。
I'll make you a promise that comes from the testimony of thousands of people.
我可以向你保证，成千上万的人已经证实了这一句话。
If you make the decision to read the Word of God, study the Word of God, and obey the Word of God,
如果你已经决心要去研读、谨守、遵行上帝的话语，
it will change you for good.
你的人生将会产生彻底的改变。
Not only that, it will bless you in ways you never thought possible.
不单止如此，上帝更加会在各个方面都赐福给你，让你得到意想不到的福气。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
请你下次继续收听我们天路导向节目，愿上帝大大赐福给你，再见。